This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today discussed diverse national security related issues with top police officials and chiefs of different security agencies. Attending the second day of the All India Directors General and Inspectors General of Police Conference being held in Bhubaneswar, the Prime Minister also discussed various operational and infrastructural related issues faced by the police. A number of issues like internal security, new criminal laws, coastal security, cybercrime, Maoist menace and challenges posed by emerging technologies such as artificial intelligence and drones, as well as counter-terrorism strategies, also came up for debate and deliberations today. The Directors General and Inspectors General of Police of different states and union territories presented a roadmap of their respective states and union territories for tackling challenges relating to crime control and law and order management. The Prime Minister, who arrived in Bhubaneswar last evening, will also attend the conference tomorrow on its last day. Minister of Railways Ashwini Vaishnav said the centre is focusing on aligning academic education with industrial demand to create greater employment opportunities for Indian youth. Addressing the second convocation of Gati Shakti Vishwavidyalaya, the country's first logistics university in Vadodara, the minister expressed confidence that the university will be among the top 10 universities in the country within the next 5 years. Mr. Vaishnav also announced plans to merge the National High-Speed Rail Training Institute with Gati Shakti Vishwavidyalaya. 239 students from various streams were awarded degrees at the convocation. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman handed over sanction letters and loans worth over 1,121 crore rupees to more than 50,000 beneficiaries at a credit outreach program today. The program was organized at Jhanjharpur in Madhubani district of Bihar. Ms. Sitharaman distributed the loans under schemes of PM Swanidhi, PM Vishwakarma, Mudra, Stand Up India and Kisan Credit Card Scheme. Addressing the beneficiaries, Ms. Sitharaman said, women will be the engine of growth to reach the milestone of developed India by 2047. The oath-taking ceremony of the newly elected Mahayuti government in Maharashtra will take place on 5th December at 5 p.m. at Mumbai's Azad Maidan. Talking to media, BJP Maharashtra President Chandrasekhar Bavankule said that Prime Minister Narendra Modi will attend the ceremony. The Mahayuti coalition comprising the BJP, the Shinde-led Shiv Sena and Ajit Pawar's faction of the Nationalist Congress Party NCP secured 230 out of 288 seats in the recently held assembly polls. Delhi Police Crime Branch has arrested Aam Aadmi Party AAP MLA Naresh Balyan in connection with an extortion case and his alleged links to gangster Kapil Sangwan, also known as Nandu. According to the police, the arrest was made after they recovered an audio clip of a conversation between MLA Naresh Balyan and gangster Kapil Sangwan during the investigation. The conversation allegedly involved discussions about collecting ransom money from businessmen, the police added. Further investigation is in progress. Cyclone Fingal, prevailing over the southwest Bay of Bengal, made its landfall on the coast of Tamil Nadu and Puducherry this evening. The process of the landfall began between Mahabalipuram and Puducherry at around 5:30 p.m. According to Balachandran, regional head of the Met Department, the cyclone is moving with a wind speed of 70 to 80 kilometers per hour and gusting up to 90 kilometers per hour tonight. According to the Indian National Centre for Ocean Information Services, heavy rain and high waves rising up to 3 to 4 metres are likely to occur along the coast of Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and South Andhra Pradesh. Rain is likely to continue till 3rd December. The cyclone has brought torrential rains and strong winds to Puducherry, disrupting daily life. Heavy rainfall for over 3 hours has left roads and low-lying areas waterlogged, forcing vehicles to wade through the inundation. Power outages have been reported in several areas. In the Syed Modi India International Badminton Tournament, top Indian shuttler Lakshya Sen stormed into the men's singles final in Lucknow. In the semi-finals, Sen outclassed Japan's Shogo Ogawa 21-8, 21-14. Lakshya will take on Singapore's Ria Heng Jason Day in the title clash. And that is the end of this news bulletin.